Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Ron Ananian.
Got in the truck and lo and behold, the gas gauge is on it. And I said, well, the gas gauge must be broken because nobody would really drop off a vehicle for a running problem with no gas in it, right? I mean, how dumb can people be?
The Car Doctor.
When I talked to the owner a short time later, I said, by the way, I guess the gas gauge is broken. He said, no, it works. Why? I said, well, the gas gauge is on E and it says low fuel lights on. He goes, oh, yeah, it's out of gas. You can stop and put gas in it for me, right? Yeah, I can do that. I can wash it, too, if you want. It's just going to cost you.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Yep, here I am, listeners. Ron Ananian at your service. Another hour of Car Doctor. Let's kick it off. Let's go to the phones right away. Let's get going because we've got a lot of phone calls this hour. Let's go to Norman. Is that Norman in Queens County, New York? Norman, welcome to the Car Doctor,
yep.
Sir.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
You're very welcome.
I got a perplexing problem that everyone should have.
Okay.
I've been listening to you since 1991.
Oh, you're making
I'm
me
coming
feel...
off. You helped me out with my BMW a short time ago. When you diagnosed it, because specifically the fob wasn't working, and we got it fixed up. Now my car's coming off lease, Ron. And to buy the car, and you can buy it back at $27,000, 2002 BMW X5, X3.
2022.
Now the question comes in, the repair, when you come off lease, and you have to have the car fixed, it is just crazy on prices for anything you want done.
Right.
And at what point do you tell yourself, you know something? I'm 73 years old. It was a good experiment. My wife and I love the car. Now let's just go back to our Toyota RAV4 that we always like. And we can buy a brand new RAV4, or we can take our chances, purchase the car, which has 16,000 miles on it. We don't do much traveling. And then you have to put up with the repairs. But when you look at the prices, what it costs is thousands of dollars for something that is just like out of, we can't afford that.
Right.
I mean, put it that way.
Right.
And if you buy a maintenance contract on it, you might as well just release the car or drop it and buy a regular car.
So
what do you do?
You know, cars have become a lifestyle, Norman, and I don't know where this occurred. I think in the last 20 years it was a slow process, but as you and everyone else is finding out, it's you lease the car and they cover the cost of repairs. They cover everything, right? You had a great two or three year lease, whatever the term was, and it was a great
three
experience.
Year lease.
Yeah, it was that was your lifestyle. And now it's time, you know, well, okay, we've got to get another car, and is it going to be a BMW again? Needless to say, I would venture to guess that to release that BMW is a very different deal now than it was 3 years ago, or are the numbers the same?
Much more.
Right.
Much more, because the price, and the problem, not the problem, is that nothing's gone wrong with the car.
Right.
So as you always say, always maintenance, maintenance, maintenance. Any new car, any car after 3 years, you got to think about brakes. You got to think about fluid changes. You got to think about transmission.
Right.
You're thinking about things have to be taken care of.
Right.
And now it's costing thousands of dollars to do that.
I think you are on the right beam, my friend. I think the idea that, you know what, you had the social experiment, you had the lifestyle. It's a nice car. Look, nothing wrong with a Toyota. Nothing wrong with a RAV4, right? It's not a terrible car.
Well, that's the segue into the next thing, because you always help me out with my 2005 RAV4. Do I go for the hybrid? Like, I always heard you talk about the Prius being the best hybrid they have. But if we want the RAV4, do we stick with a RAV4 hybrid or the regular RAV4 for a car that's going to last?
Okay.
In other words, which one has the best repair history, your say-so?
I think they both have a good track record, Norman. I think both vehicles have the potential to go the distance. I think it's what are you more comfortable and what do you enjoy driving? And I think you've got to go drive both vehicles. Look, you're coming out of a rocket ship, all right? Mm-hmm. And you're not exactly going to a biplane, but you're going to a smaller rocket ship. So, you know, how much more technology do you want or can you give up? You know, there's a whole, again, we're back to the lifestyle comment, all right? This is going to be a very different experience for you in the sense of, although you said you had a Toyota before, so I don't think it's going to be totally different, but, you know, listen, you want to enjoy driving, right? You're 72,
yes.
You said, 72, 73.
Going on 73. So it's going to be my last present to myself and my wife.
It's your last car. I know everybody gets like that. I'm creeping up on you, and I don't think I'm ever going to say this is my last car. You know, the day before I go, I'm going to be out looking at cars, but that's just me. I think you've got to find something you like. And listen, I wouldn't drive just a RAV4. You know, maybe you want to go look at a Lexus. Maybe you want to go look at something a little high line there. And, you know, the same Toyota quality, the same Toyota mentality.
Very good. And
see where that gets you. Part of the problem is right now, a lot of people are coming out of what I will call expensive car leases, BMW, Audi, Mercedes. And that car that they leased 3 years ago, and they had to put, I'm going to guess, $3,000 down, and they've got a lease payment of $550-$600 a month. They're finding now all of a sudden it's double down and $900, almost $1,000 a month, depending
upon
the model.
It.
Yeah,
you know it.
And it's crazy. And what are you getting? And you're going to see that change as the economy changes, and it will. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time. There has to be an evolution here. You know, if dollars are a concern, all right, and I'm not saying that we want to throw money around. I don't care. You know, I don't care how much money you have. You just don't throw money around. You got to show it respect, right?
You want to use common sense.
Right.
Cars for transportation.
Right.
My wife and I are just, what are we doing? Very few miles.
Yep.
But good experiment, good experiment having it. We felt good. But now I feel stupid buying a car for that much money. It's like you'd like to spend your money on other things in life.
Well, yeah. Now, do you go out and lease the RAV4, which is the second part of the question that we haven't talked about?
I buy it. I buy it.
Did you look at the lease numbers?
Yeah, the leasing went for like $350 a month. But you know something? When you rent something, Ron, when you lease something, you're renting, you don't own.
Right.
And I've always liked owning something to say it's mine.
Right.
And I always followed your advice. I change the oil every 3,000 miles. Transmission fluid, it was once a year. I was going overboard on this. So the car lasts.
Right.
And I'd rather just say it's mine. I'm taking good care of it. But at least I'm saying it's not rented. And the lease I fell into because you get Googled into saying, hey, look, I can afford a lease right now because the monthly payments are there, but you don't own the car.
Yeah. Did you drive a RAV4 yet?
Oh yeah, well, you saw one.
No. Have you driven a new one?
No. I just went online, went looking at it, and I see there. My wife likes it also.
All right.
We have to go down and try it. Yeah. It's something that we have to get into, but we use you as our guru and who to go to advice.
I appreciate that, Norman.
Call up Ron, find out what's happening because you gave us very. When I was listening to you, you first came on the radio, and I was trying to follow along with you what you're doing. And I'm not mechanically apt to fix the car, but I can understand what you're talking about. And I wish I could go back to my 1978 Crown Victoria. That was the best car I ever had in my life. But and that was a carbureted car.
Well, you know, I was trained as a mechanic. You know, and I know what you're saying. People say this to me. They like my old school approach, but I was trained by old school. You know, you've got to remember, my dad was an airline mechanic. My dad was superintendent of maintenance for American Airlines during the Second World War. Worked on a lot of military aircraft. He always taught me, you know, this is the procedure. Yeah. You got to follow the procedure. There's steps 1 through 6. You don't skip the step 4. And Billy, my first boss in the gas station that I still to this day considered one of the smartest people I ever met. He had a genius mentality. You know, proper maintenance done properly. I've said that about Billy, but he just taught me procedure and process. My dad was gone at that point. But old school mechanics, you know what? It's still nuts and bolts. It still takes fluid. It still takes basics in order to operate properly. And that's what I think. I think even with the technology today. So, you know, and it's a lifestyle, right? So you've got to look at that Toyota, that RAV4 real quick, and then I'll let you go. That RAV4. You know, the cost to operate that RAV4 is going to be substantially less than BMW anything. And, you know, you've got to look at that. And chances are that RAV4 will last you easily 10 years, if not longer, with proper care. And that's a good spot to be in. So that's a good spot to be in.
I believe what you always say, maintenance all the way.
Yep.
So. And take good care of it.
Yep.
It'll go forever. And I really appreciate the phone call.
You're very welcome, Norman. You have a good rest of the day. My best to your wife.
Listening to you all the time.
Thank you, sir. You be well. You know, it's part of the process to maintain a car. You've got to do it, right? Maintenance is the key. And if you don't maintain it, you know, and it's a funny thing, and I do this at the shop, and maybe I'm wrong for doing it, but somebody will come in with their new car, and as we start to work on it, and the relationship evolves, and, you know, we start to go through things, and, you know, they'll start to come in the 15,000-mile service, the 30,000-mile service, and we start to show them pieces and parts that we've replaced and changed. And I said, you got to remember, buying a new car has now earned you the privilege of throwing it away one piece at a time. But it got you there. It kept you safe. It kept you dry. It brought you to work. It did what it was supposed to do. And that's the purpose of an automobile. Cars are a lifestyle. How much lifestyle can you afford? That's the secret, and that's what you have to realize as you approach it. Can't be emotional when you're looking at a car. It's got to be factual and affordable, and that's the bottom line. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
For the best in car advice, give Ron a call, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
And we're back, listeners. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, here at your service. Let's wander over and talk to Don in Virginia. Don, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hi, Ron. Thanks. You and I talked early in November. 2006 E150 had gotten a whole plethora of codes thrown. I had thrown some parts at it. They all sort of revolved around the EGR system and that type of thing. I end up replacing the ECM. All of those codes went away for a while. And then right before we were going on vacation with a couple other couples, I started getting a storm of just disparate codes. And so I threw my hands up and I told my wife, I said, I'm just going to take it to the dealer, right? And she said, oh, my God, we're not going to be able to eat. I said, well, we'll see. So I took it to the dealer where I bought it. I took it on a Sunday night because I knew they weren't going to be there. And I dropped it off, left a full litany of what I'd done and all the codes, along with screenshots from the scan tool. And they opened at 7:30 on Monday morning. They call me about 9:30 and they said, we know what the problem is. And I said, really? He said, yeah, we put a mechanic on there. He's been here 30 years. He's worked on lots of E150 Chateaus and everything else. You got a wiring harness problem.
Okay.
And apparently the wiring harness that wrapped itself around the orifice tube that runs from the EGR valve down to the exhaust.
And it wore through.
Had melted inside.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he said, it's not going to be cheap. He said, it's a lot of time and hours. So it was about an $850 repair. But they went in, traced it out, repaired it, because you can't find a wiring harness on it, obviously, for that. Not a problem since then. Went on a 2,000-mile vacation. No problem in the mountains. No codes. It's doing fine.
Good.
So I guess the bulk of that is that the lesson learned is that sometimes when you're way over your head, you got to take it somewhere where there's experience and they've worked on these things for a long time.
Well, there's that. And there's also, you know, you can't beat yourself up, right? You don't know, all right? You don't know if where the wiring harness rubbed through, if it short-circuited, because, you know, if it's rubbing against the metal tube, it's ground, right? You don't know what part of the harness. You don't know if you damaged the PCM either, all right? You know, I go back to the day, I'll date myself here, 88 Chevrolet J-body cars, I think it was, with the 2.8 liter, the flat aluminum top intake manifold setup. They would actually, the ignition coils were mounted on top of the ignition module. So the coil would spike, it would overload the module. The module was tied by wiring back to the PCM, so the coil would take out the module, would take out the PCM. You'd end up putting three parts in the car to fix it.
Wow.
You know, everything is interconnected. Heck, we had a couple of GMs back in the day. I could tell you these stories with Fords, too. GMs are just on my mind today for some reason. That, you know, you would have bad alternators. And a bad GM alternator on certain models would actually overload the system and damage any of the processors on the vehicle. So you would put multiple parts. It looked like you were guessing, but in fact, you were just running down the problem. So, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Do you still have the old PCM?
I do.
Okay. So guess what? Now you got a backup.
And
I would hang on to that because, you know, if you're planning on keeping this was a camper or something, right?
It was a E150 Chateau. So it was factory with captain's chairs. It didn't have any modifications like a rebuilder or something like that.
Right. Right.
So, we've had it.
It's a little fancy. It's not just a regular van, is my...
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Not a work van.
Now you got a spare PCM. I wouldn't be ashamed of that.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be ashamed of that at all. So,
one other quick question.
Sure.
I've got to change the plugs on this. Plugs have about 120,000 on it. And as part of all this stuff before, I went in and changed the number 5 because that was showing misfires.
Right.
The plug was not in great shape. So my question is this, in looking through Mitchell's and other places, the response is you probably want to take the fuel rail loose from the brackets in order to be able to get the tools down in to do the to get the plugs out, because the fuel rails sit right on top of the coil on plugs.
Right.
Is there anything I should be be afraid of.
Is this a 4.6 or a 5.4? I don't remember.
It's a 5.4.
5.4.
5.4.
No, I
two
think
valve, two valve first cylinder, so I don't have to worry about the plugs being stuck.
Right. No, I think you're going to find that. I think you're going to find you're going to loosen the rail and just kind of ease it out of the way. Do you have a heated garage so it's warm?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, I would park it in there overnight, get it good and warm, and just take your time. I would drop a little PB blaster down the hall and, you know, just on the chance that the plugs are stuck and just kind of work their way carefully. And as long as you're doing plugs at this age and mileage, you probably ought to consider
change the coils.
Yeah, change the coils. You know, I would.
Okay.
And, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do it once. Let's get Motorcraft stuff. You know, let's just be done with it. You know, we don't want to go through this twice. And obviously
issue is you have to, you know, you change the four front ones from the front of the car, and then you have to take the doghouse off and change the four rear ones on your back.
Right.
Yep. Reaching out through. So,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So listen, it might be easier, depending upon how the chairs are constructed and put in there. It might be easier to take the chairs out.
That's a good idea because I've had those out before to do some foam work on them. So,
right.
Okay.
So, you know, that might help you too. All right. Good luck to you. Listen, I'm glad it worked out for you. All right.
And it did.
I appreciate you getting back to us. All right, sir.
Thanks, Ron.
You're very welcome. You be well. I'm Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Let's go down over. Let's go talk to Bill in Sussex County, New Jersey. Bill, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Long-time listener from WTBQ.
Appreciate it.
Trying to help out my sister, who lives in Chicago. She sent me a picture of a tire from her Audi that has some curb rash on it. And basically, there's a chunk or gouge that's been taken out of the sidewall. If I had to guess, it would probably be about an inch and a half long and maybe a quarter of an inch deep. So I told her to take it to the local tire shop to get an evaluation. They looked at it, and their opinion was that the tire did exactly what it was supposed to do, that there's no steel belt showing, and that for the time being, it was okay to leave it as it is. I kind of err on the side of caution, and I think I know what the answer is, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it as well.
So, good, and it's a good question, and I'm glad you called in. You know, that sidewall of the tire, this being an Audi, this is probably what we call a low-profile tire. You know, it has a short height to the ground, so to speak. Well, you know, the tire shop is right. The side casing of the tire did exactly its job. It protected the tire in the sense of something going through the steel belt, which is now, even though it's not hanging out, it's much more exposed than it normally would be. You know, this is the best example I can give everybody to think about is you ever skin your elbow and you don't bleed, but you get that, you take away the top layer of skin and you get that tender portion of your skin underneath. And now it's a little, you know, and it hurts a little bit when you rest on your elbow. And then all of a sudden you start bleeding because you kind of poked through. You know, she's taken away that outer layer. So there's if something were to, and that's a pretty good gash, right? That size that you had mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, if something were to come up in the road, now where's the side casing that's going to deflect? And, you know, Bill, I always say the road is a very unforgiving place.
Sure.
You know, and especially in an Audi, especially a low-profile tire. You know, I know it's going to be a $200 tire or a $250 tire, but what's her life worth? What's the car worth? What's not getting stuck on the side of the road or in an accident worth? And I think I'd have to vote with you because I know what you're thinking. I'd put a tire on the car. I wouldn't hesitate.
Especially if you're going to be going on a long trip.
Oh, know, absolutely.
An interstate trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, listen, and yes, but even if she was going to just, you know, I don't care if she's a 3-mile-a-day commuter. You know, everybody says, well, I only go 3 miles a day. Just make the brakes work good enough. You know, a little kid rolls out on a bicycle right in front of you 2 blocks from your house. There's no saying where that accident's going to happen. And I think it's in her best interest. You know, that tire, yes, if that tire was just used, you know, does she make that tire the spare? But then now she's got an unreliable spare in the car and it probably wouldn't fit because she probably has a space saver or some other, depending upon the year, Audi, some other low profile, so to speak, or low use tire. You know, there's so many ways they create spares today. I think you go out and buy a spare. And if it tore the chunk out, depending upon how many miles are on it, I'd probably shoot the alignment too.
I was thinking of that too.
Yeah.
And I did suggest to her that she should probably buy 2 tires since that's an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Right. Well, and now the question comes up. Right. And this is, I know where this is going to go because now the question comes up, how much tread is left on the other tires?
Yes.
So, you know, the industry says certain cars, Subarus are susceptible to it. Certain models of Jeep are susceptible to it. You know, Audis seem to be a little less fussy, but I don't want to tempt the devil. You know, if I'm looking at tread depth and if the current tread depth on the car is, you know, less than 5/32nds, which is more than 50% worn, and she's going to put 2 fresh tires up front, if she's going to do some serious driving, you know what? How old are the tires? Are they, you know, 4 or 5 years old? You know, those tires are going to be date coded in 4 or 5 years. They'll be out of the realm in another 2 years where you're not supposed to be riding on them. So, again, what's the value of her safety at high speed, all kinds of weather? Nothing handles like a fresh set of tires. And I think it just kind of goes with the territory of what she's driving.
All right, that's great advice. I appreciate it.
You know, I can't say it any other way. The biggest concern I have is, you know, here, I'll tell you the story this way. We had a Jeep in the shop just recently. And the new customer and where he was going, they'd been doing all his service work. And all the lug nuts were swollen. Now, Jeeps have a problem. The lug nut is capped. So there's a hard steel body underneath this tinny aluminum cap. And if you constantly air gun them on and off, impact hammer them on and off, eventually those lug nuts will start to splinter and shred. And then moisture gets in. And now the moisture turns into rust and the rust and there's a bulge. And now you can't fit the 19 millimeter socket on it. You have to have a 19 and a half or some other oddball size in order to get the lug nuts off. So, you know, Rich brought it in. We got all the lug nuts off. But in looking at the wheels on this Jeep, you could see that they were getting beat up. And when we talked about it, it's the last shop. They were kind of animals, for lack of a way to say it. But it was kind of interesting to see just how these wheels themselves had picked up debris. And there's a lot of junk on the road. And, you know, it catches your eye, and you have to realize you may not hear it, see it, or feel it, but to have an exposed wound in that tire, I looked at Rich's wheels on his Jeep, and we did get the lug nuts off, by the way. It took a little bit of persuasion. Someday I'll tell you guys a story about how we had to get out the 3/4-inch breaker bar that's 2 feet long and literally stand on it to break some of the lug nuts loose. They were so over-tightened. You know, it's what's the safety? I've never met anybody standing on the side of the road with a flat that they knew was marginal going, boy, I'm so glad I saved money that I could get stuck here and, you know, wait for the tow truck. It just doesn't work like that. So by all means, get her a tire, two tires, four tires. You know what? Take it as a warning sign and do an alignment, and then you drive in peace and quiet and the knowledge of safety, right?
And I'm happy that tire buying is easier than picking out oil or getting a 40-watt light bulb in the local hardware store.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. So, all right, sir. You be
okay,
well.
Happy New Year. Happy and healthy New Year to everyone.
Thank you, Bill. And thanks for being part of the Car Doctor family. You be
Thank
well.
Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome. Bye. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Amy and the Car Doctor. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go over to Jerry out there in, I think it's, is it Las Vegas, Jerry, or what part of Nevada are you from?
No, I'm retired in Las Vegas. I'm from the East Coast originally, gotcha. Born in New York, but gotcha. Yeah, I'm retired.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Good for you. So what's going on? How can I help?
Well, a couple of quick things. Number one, I'm 65, graduated high school in 76, and I've always worked on my own cars, basic stuff, changing oil and everything. And I've always kept vehicles 10-plus years. Well, in 2021, I basically went to the Ram dealer and built my dream truck because this Gen 3 EcoDiesel had great reviews and looked good, and I wanted a diesel for the fuel economy and towing my RV. Received the truck in March 2022. All was good at first. And then all of a sudden, when diesel was $1.50 more than gas, I took my old Nissan pickup truck, it went cross country, came back a month later, so the diesel sat for a month, all of a sudden, bang, 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 engine codes, wrong, 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 dealer for weeks at a time because they're short diesel technicians, EGR went out, turbo problems, an absolute nightmare, and especially sitting for months and months and months. I've got the bills in front of me. Obviously, I didn't pay them because it was under warranty, but it's over $11,000 in repairs.
Wow. Yeah. What that tells me is not only do they not have any diesel techs, the techs that are working on it are clueless, but you know, it's, I guess it's easy to criticize from my seat here. It's in the safety of the studio. But I got to tell you, it's, you know, you hang one part, two parts as an educated guess. After that, it's time to call in the zone rep and start talking to somebody and saying, hey, what's going on? Where are we going with this? That was probably, I'm going to guess, Jerry, a $70,000 or $80,000 vehicle.
65, yeah.
Okay, all right. Still a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yep.
And I paid cash for it because I'm retired and I've saved my money.
Right, sure. Sure.
So I was going on a trip to meet an old Marine Corps buddy I hadn't seen in years, and all of a sudden the whole emission system went crap again.
Okay.
So I wrote a personal letter to Fiat Chrysler, no response. So I went and got one of these lemon law lawyers online, and they said, oh, you got a great case, you got a great case, you got a great case. Well, let me tell you, the lemon law lawyer guys, especially some of these guys online, are a total ripoff themselves, and I can get into that if you want. But long story short, every time I brought it back, was something wrong. So Thanksgiving weekend, I just I took the plunge, and I just traded it in, and I took a beating, and I got a Toyota. So I got a 2023 Toyota.
Right.
And it was just, and when the Ram ran nice, it ran fantastic. But I don't know if you've had experience with these eco diesels, but I've heard other guys who've had these disaster stories with the turbos and the emissions and everything.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of diesel in general in that application for a lot of reasons. Number one, Chrysler's involved, and you know, the older ones, when it was the Cummins back in, you know, the 03s or the 98s going way back, that seemed to be a better diesel. The newer one, the more electronics they hang on it, it seems like the more difficult it is to properly maintain it and get some kind of decent power out of it, and there's a lot of limitations. But that be said, you know, we still work on them, we still see them, they're just not my favorite in the whole world. I still think what happened with you is, and you know, let me point out, the next time if you decide to take the plunge again, I don't think you will, but just in case, you know, the question I always ask, when I'm buying something weird, I want to know who's going to work on it. Hey, do you have a tech trained in this? And surprisingly, I'm surprised the dealership was able to sell it to you and not have a certified tech. You know, the way General Motors works, for example, is they've got to have a certified Corvette tech on hand before they can sell a Corvette. If they don't have a guy that can fix it, they can't sell it. And I believe the other car companies do the same thing. So I'm not sure where the bump in the road became in that you couldn't get this solved. And I guess it's just a reflection on the dealer, really, because if they wanted to fix it, they could. You know, there is a culture when you buy a vehicle, Jerry, and I think you know that now, in terms of, you know, you just got an example of how Chrysler or how Ram, Dodge, Fiat, whoever they are, you know, handles customer service and handles problems like that. You'll be happy with the Toyota. I can tell you that.
Oh, because, absolutely.
Right? And it's a different culture, right? It was very different, the different buying experience.
Totally. And I'm going to tell you, I wanted the 2023 because I'm tired, because this year they're going to turbos and everything.
Right.
I'm sick of turbos. I'm sick of too much junk on there. I want a naturally aspirated, you know, basic stuff that I could work on.
Yep. No, absolutely.
And let me, can I make a quick comment about these lemon lawyer guys for guys on the air if they ever choose to go to one? In the fine print, you know, you think you sign on with a lawyer because the lawyer is going to look after you. He's going to be on your side. Well, in the fine print of what I signed, it said, if you receive an offer from Fiat Chrysler and you do not accept it, you have to pay the lawyer fees. Well, I'm thinking, fine, okay, you know, get an offer. Well, I think these guys work with them. Fiat Chrysler came back with this lowball offer, and I went to the lawyer and I'm like, I'm not taking this. Let's go to court. He goes, well, we're not sure, blah, 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 and they started dancing around.
So all of a sudden it became, you're at fault, and what did you do wrong? Yep, I get it, Jerry. I really do. Hey, Jerry, sit tight. Stay on the line. Let me pull over, take a pause for the cause, and we'll come back to you. Don't go away. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, listeners. We're kind of winding down the hour here. Jerry from Las Vegas, you're still there?
Yes, sir.
So, I'm sorry, Jerry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Tell us, you know, give you a little bit of on-air therapy here. So, the Lemon Law lawyers aren't exactly all they're cracked up to be. Fair statement?
Exactly, and it's state by state. You got to look at your state. Some states are stronger than others. Nevada's in between, but you really got to read the fine print with these guys.
Right.
Because I think they'll put the screws to you if they get the chance.
Right. So, well, Jerry, listen, I appreciate you calling in. My spies tell me that you are, how do you say it when you're no longer in the Marine Corps active duty? Are you a retired Marine? You're not an ex-Marine. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine, right?
Well, I did 30 years, so I'm a retired Marine.
Okay.
It lets me sit on my butt. But can I do a quick shout out? Because my local garage guy is exactly like you. It's Dad's Garage on North Rancho in Las Vegas.
Yeah, sure.
He works the same way you do.
Absolutely. Jerry, it's been a pleasure, sir. And thank you for your service.
No, thanks. Love the show. You take care.
You take good care. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. You know, and poor Jerry, right? He's he ended up, you know, going in and I wish I had found him sooner in that, you know, I could have helped him. You know, maybe we could have diagnosed it together. Part of the problem is, all right, you know, you go into a dealership under warranty. Warranty doesn't mean it's getting fixed. It just means that it's going to be looked at for free. All right. And I still stand on the premise and my saying that I've said over the years that a repair shop is only as good as the people in it. The sign on the door doesn't mean anything. And, you know, when you're buying, oh, I don't know, when you're buying a four-cylinder Toyota Camry, it's a pretty safe bet they've got a guy that can work on that. But if you're buying an Eco Diesel from your Ram dealership, or you're buying a Corvette from your Chevrolet dealership, or, you know, back in the day, you're buying something, do you have a guy that can fix this? Is he any good? How old is he? Is he going to retire in the next 2 weeks? You know, these are all great questions, all things you want to know, because it's all going to come down to sooner or later, that vehicle is going to have to get serviced and you're going to need that person in order to properly, you know, enjoy and get a life cycle out of it. If the dealer is your guy, if the dealer is going to be the one to work on it. And, unfortunately, Jerry had a bad run of luck, but he'll like that Toyota. And I get what he's saying. He's talking about his new Toyota. He wanted a 23 because in 24, Toyota also is going to all turbochargers or a lot of turbochargers. And, you know, I question that as well. I'm not a big turbocharger fan. I think it's some extra work where you don't necessarily need it all the time. But we'll see. You know what? Turbocharger technology has come a long way, and we'll have to learn to embrace it. Hey, that's about it for now. Till the next time, I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See you.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.